Okay, so we're holding Shabbos. We just started the new parak yesterday by Mehmed Lincoln. We're holding Daf Chaf Amad Beis. We didn't quite finish the Amad. We're around 10 lines into the new parak by the two dots, 7 lines up from where the lines get wide. The Le Bekelach. We said in the Mishnah that one may not use Kelach. So again, the Mishnah was discussing what can or cannot be used for the wicks. The Mishnah was split into two categories, the wicks or for the oil for Shabbos lamp. We were in a rush at the end of the daf yesterday. There's a basic question to be asked on this Mishnah. The parak starts off, B'mem Madlikim, with what do you light? Who said anything about lighting? We found the first Mishnah in Shas, Meim Esayim Kardesh Bab Arvis, asked the Gemara, Tana Heichakoy, where was the Tana going that he started off with a question of, when do we say Shema? When's the Makri Shema? Here too, where did we say any reference of the Chiv of lighting Nair that the Tana just starts off and says, and the first of the line should be, there's a Chiv to light Nair on Friday night, which the Gemara is going to reference later. There's a Chiv of Nair. It's Machlekes, whether the Chiv of Nair is on Friday night, is for Kavit Shabbos, is it for Einik Shabbos, there's a Machlekes, what the reason for Nair is, but the Tana never mentioned the idea, the obligation to have a Nair B'chlal. It just starts off and saying what you can and cannot use to light the Nair. So the first thing you have to answer is one Mahalach is based on Rambam. Shir Mitzvah Malacha, he brings based on Rambam. The Rambam actually has the question that we find, certain it's come up later at the end of the daf today, that certain topics were not written down. Right? There's no clear, no long Mishnayos about certain topics. We find Mezuzah, Tzitzis, we find Imanachas, you find Agav, some Gemaras over there about some of these topics. What's the Peshat that certain Mitzvahs weren't written down? So Rambam already asked the question. Rambam writes that certain mitzvahs that were chaviv, they were so chaviv to people, the Tana, Rebbe, who redacted the Mishnah, chose not to write them down because they were so basic, ingrained in our lives and the ideas, the fact that these mitzvahs existed, were not a chiddush b'chal, and therefore the whole idea of writing Mishnayos was Teresh Shel Bapeh, which was not, people weren't so excited that Mishnayos were being written down b'chal, so the things that he could, so to speak, get away with, that was so obvious and so beloved by all, were not written. Big chiddush, because, like we started, Me'im Esai Kernesh Rav Arvis was also a din that was so beloved. I mean, you could say, and the Gemara asks, where are you going on that you said this question? What are you basing this Mishnah on? And we didn't answer the same answer. It's Chaviv. Everyone says Shema. What does the Gemara say? Based on the Pasuk of Shechel Kamecha. The Tana is going back on the Pasuk of Chumash. But we had to come up with the answer. According to this logic of the Rambam, why over there do we have the Gemara ask the question? Over there too, say it's Chaviv. So where we apply that's not so clear, but some want to say that the idea of Nera Shabbos is so basic and so clear, therefore the parak just starts off with what you're allowed to light with and doesn't start off with a statement that a person is mechuyev to light. Now, to remind ourselves, we spoke out, there was two issues with the items the Mishnah said you can't use. Either the general idea is because the oil or the wick, the oil won't be drawn into the wick. Either it's a problem with the oil or it's a problem with the wick. The oil will not be drawn into the wick, and therefore he may tilt the nair. He may be ever on Havara by tilting the oil into the wick to make the light better, or because they're smelly product or the product that's not enjoyable, and therefore he may leave the room because he's not enjoying this inferior product, he'll leave the room. So those are the two reasons we gave. There's actually a third reason that the many versions don't bring. It's the Teis Yishanim on today's daf brings a Rivan. The second part, there's two Teis Yishanim on today's daf. In one of them, in the second part of Teis Yishanim, he brings a Rivan who says a third reason, and the third reason is that we're concerned that the nair is going to go out. These are shvachar. Not that you're going to tilt the nair. The nair, forget about you doing an isser. The nair is going to go out. You'll be left with no nair. You'll be missing shalom bayis. It's a very practical issue. These nairs, these wicks and these oils aren't so good. We're scared it's going to burn out. You'll be left with no light. And therefore, it is a concern. Let's go back into the Gemara and then we'll speak more about this machlekes again later. V'leibe kelach. So we said in the Mishnah, kelach cannot be used. What is kelach? Amar Shmuel Shatina l'nechul nechus yama. I asked all the seafarers, what is this material kelach? And they told me, kulcha shmei. Kulcha is his name. It doesn't explain what it is, but some type of growth that grows on the in the ocean rocks, and you try to make a wick from it, and that's no good. It's gushkira. Gushkira in general means something inferior. Gushkira of any product is the inferior of that product. And over here we're saying kalach was a type of silk. So it's gushkira, it's a very inferior silk. Story time. Rav and Abaye have Yasra Kamei Rav and Nechemia, Achud Vesh Kalusa. Rav and Abaye was sitting in front of Rav and Nechemia, the brother of Vesh Kalusa, Chazid Havi Levayish Metaska. Levish Metaska. He saw he was wearing Metaska, some sort of silk garment. Amri Rav and Abaye, we're going to have two stories like this, where Rav says to Abaye, in real life stories, that this should be an explanation of our Mishnah. Rava says, Abaye, Hainu kalach, Hainu kalach tatan. Isn't this the kelach of our Mishnah? This is the silk of our Mishnah, which we're saying is no good to light, to use for the wicks on Shabbos. Amar lei, so Abaye Stravin, no. Anan shira pardana karina lei. We call it shira pardana. We call it shira pardana. So meaning, even though you're right, it is a type of silk. It's a silk with a different name. It's not the same silk. And therefore, Abaye was saying the silk they came using in our Mishnah is a shvachar silk, whereas this silk is pran, the silk is more chashuv silk. Meisve. A question on Ravin. Ravin understood that silk is silk, and this shira that Rav Nechemiah was wearing is the same silk as our Mishnah. But the Mara is going to enlist, being a Mishnah that brings three madrigas of silk, and one of them is called Shirayim, and one of them is called Kelach, so it's separate from Shirayim. Says the Mara, Meisvei, HaShirayim VaKelach HaSrikin Chayv Mitzitzes, that the Chayv Mitzitzes applies to Shirayim, it's one type of silk, Kelach, which we're saying is inferior silk, Srikin is actually a third type of silk, and the Chayv of Mitzitzes applies to all three, so we see, not like Ravin, we see that Shirayim and Kelach are separate. Says Gemara, Tiftu Ravin, Tiftu Chareitz Astira to Ravin. That's the simple, the first malach. This would be a raya, not like Ravin, that there's Taka, he held the Shirayim, and the Kelach is one. Here we see like Abaye's deflection that no, it's two separate types of silks. Or the Gemara uses exact words of Abaye to defend for Ravin. Yibayis Ema Shir Luchud, Vashir Pardana Luchud. No, this Mishnah is talking about Shira. You have Shira and you have Shira Pardana. Shira Pardana is Taka different than Shira, and therefore don't be me a question on Ravin from that Mishnah. Okay, for like Pesilas Eden, you know they use Pesilas Eden. What is Pesilas Eden? We said it's a Eden blast. What is that? We actually had it in yesterday's daf as well. Achvin earlier in this Amud. Achvina is the willow from the willow, the willow branch from the willow tree. There's like some, if you have some like woolly hairs that you spin together into a wick, that's no good. Rav and Abaye have a custom picks the matrimus risa. Rav and Abaye again, same two people were traveling. They were walking through the valley of Tararisa. Chazinu lahanu arvas. They saw these willow trees. Amalei Rav and Abaye. Rav said Abaye, Hainu Eden. That's the Eden of our Mishnah that we said you can't use for the wicks. Amalei Abaye said, Obi eats balma. It's just wood there. What wick would you make from this tree? Where do you see any wicks? So Kalaf, Ravin peeled the bark off this willow tree. He showed Abaye Amrinasa Devani Bain. He showed Abaye the inside of the bark is like this wool-like, hairy-like, Amrinasa is like woolly, this wool-like substance that you could spin into a wick. And we're saying that even though you could physically spin into a wick, it is not a good wick for Shabbos. So Levi Psilas, Amidbu, he said, not from the Psilas, the wicks of the desert. What's that? Shavra. Rashi explains the Shavra is a tall grass. It's interesting. You think grass gets burnt up right away. Part of the issue with these wicks are that they get burnt up right away. We're going to see later also the Gemara's going to add wool and hairs. They get burnt right away. So the point of a wick is that it doesn't get eaten up. It stays there. It draws the oil. And the oil is the fuel and the wick doesn't get burnt up. These get burnt up right away. So it's interesting that there's even a tzad that grass could be used, that it would last at all to be used for a wick. And now with the green that's on top of the shal mayim, we said the mission on top of the water. That's like the moral said, what's that green? Is it algae? Mayi. Elim will come to chariti. If you say it's like the green stuff that's on top of the water that floats like algae, you can't even make a wick out of it. If ruchim mefrachan, it's going to fall apart. You won't have a wick in the first place. So the mission does not have to exclude it. Elam raf papa uchmasa the arba. It's talking about like a dark green, almost like a moss that grows. That grows around the boat. We know the idea of moss that grows around things that are wet, that stay moist. That moss couldn't be fashioned into a wick, but still we're saying in our Mishnah that's no good. Tana. They added the braces, they added to the Mishnah hair and wool. At those two items, hair and wool, because they burn up, they shrivel up quickly, and they don't last, they cannot be used for a wick as well. Vitana Didam, why didn't he speak it out? So the Mishnah says, Semer Michavit Kavitz, Sar Esruchim Mizrachim. Semer curls, the second you light it, the wool, it curls up. And here, the second you light it, burns. Meaning the Tana felt there's no need to exclude those because it doesn't take. It's pashut, it won't light up, it won't create a flame, it won't create a fire, and therefore you cannot use those. Okay, we said the Mishnah Levis Evis. Now we're getting to the, till now we're talking about the wools, the wicks, what you cannot use for the wicks. Now we're moving to the fuel. Levis Evis, we said you cannot use. In the Mishnah, we said Zephes, which is pitch, and not Shaiva, not wax. And we point down the Mishnah, not wax. What do? Many people, most people today, if they're not using oil, they're using candles with wax. So we'll get back to that in a second. Zephes, from the Gemara, I'll be clear. Zephes, Zivsa, Shaiva, Kirusa. So the Gemara says Zephes is Zivsa, Zephes is pitch, and Shaiva is Kirusa, Kirusa is wax. L'mayin of Kamina, the Gemara. Sorry. Tana. Adkam Psil. Psilas, Mekamei Psil Shabbat. Like we spoke out, till this point we were talking about the psil of the wicks. From this point on, we're talking about the psil of the psil of the oil. Pshita, what's the chiddush? Says Gemara, what's your chiddush in telling me that pitch and wax, you're explaining that these are the case of these are psulim of oil, not of wick. Obvious, those aren't psulim of wicks. Shaiva itzukalei, shaiva wasn't required by the table of psilas namile chazi kamash balan. I would think that wax is no good for psilas either kamash balan. What Rashi explains what this means is that there's two ways to use wax. You can use wax, liquid wax, where you have a wick inside the wax, and the wax is being used like a fuel, like oil. And that was saying it's taka no good. You could also use wax the way we use it, where the wax hardens and it wraps around the wick, and you're lighting a candle. That's a candle. So the chiddush is by the Gemara mentioning that these are psulim and fuel and not psulim and wick. What we're saying is candle with the wick is going to indeed be kosher. A candle with a wick with wax will be kosher. That is how Rashi reads the Gemara, and that is a beautiful source for how we're able to use wax candles, because Rashi is learning the Gemara. That's good for the Gemara's chiddush. That's only puzzle. Very interesting that the same wax is puzzle as fuel, but it's not puzzle as a candle. Some of the neronim that we use today, they start off. In the glass cups, they start off as a wax, hard wax with a wick, which is fine. But then once you light it, as it goes on a little bit, it melts into more of a liquid, looks more like an oil. So interesting that maybe because it starts off that way, therefore it's fine. It's interesting because what the Gemara seems to be saying, even in Rashi, who is saying is allowing the candles with wax, it's only because it's hard. It's not a fuel. If it would be liquid like a fuel, maybe it wouldn't be good. So interesting that those are totally okay. The Maisa, the way we're explaining the Gemara is the way Rashi, Taisa, the way they learn simple the Gemara. The other Rishonim that learn the Gemara differently, the Ramban, Rav Shira Gain, and according to them, they say a wax candle is not good for lighting candles on Friday night. A wax candle is not good. That would be the Lacha according to the Ran and the... And the sorry, according to the Ramban and Rav Shira Gaon, Lemaisa big kula, the Bach says that no, even the Ramban and Rav Shira Gaon, they only took issue with zephes that's not pure pitch or wax that's not pure. Our wax is purified. If we don't really use pitch, but if someone's going to use purified pitch, they would also agree it's fine, and therefore our candles will be fine. Not just according to Rashi, Ran, and Tosfos, even according to Rav Shira Gaon and Ramban, our candles are fine, and therefore we still are good to go with candles lechol adeis. Not that Rashi, Ran, and Tosfos weren't good enough to be semichon, but you won't be etzchol adeis. Even according to Ramban and according to Rav Shira Gaon, Bach maintains that our candles will be good anyway. Amar Avin. Itra psulta zivasa. Itran is the psalas, is the leftovers of pitch, of zephes. Shaiva psulta zivasa. And wax is created from the residue of honey, right? Wax from the honeycombs. That's where real wax is created from. Lamayna of Kamina, what's this history class for? Lamayna of Kamina, what's this teaching us this information? Lamekhamemker. When a person makes a deal to buy wax, he has to provide, that's the das that they're talking about, to provide wax from this source or pitch from this source. Tanarban. All these things that we said you can't light them on Shabbos, you are allowed to make them madura. You can make a large.
Just one question, Yanni. Could you make another chilik and say that the wax that's not pure, that it's a whole different animal?
What are you answering? Clarify from. Oh yeah, and Akami. Well, yeah, but that's kind of what the Bach is saying, right? I mean, we were saying purified wax. That's kind of what the Bach is saying. The quality of our wax is different. The quality of our wax, the quality of our light is different. Correct. That's what you're saying is really along the lines of the Bach, and therefore the Chaldeis is good, 100%. Okay, says the Gemara that all these things we said you can't use for Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, they can be used for Madura, for a big flame. Bein l'schamim connected, bein l'shabbos, whether you want to use it for light purposes, whether you want to use it for warming yourself up. Either way, bein l'gabi karka, bein l'gabi kira. Whether it's on the ground, or whether it's l'gabi kira, some actually switch the gear, so the gain switches from kira to menera. L'chari doesn't mean menera, we'll get to it. Actually, the whole second half of today's daf is where we start the sugya, home of base. Is the sugya of Chanukah Menorah, but I don't think he means Chanukah Menorah, I don't think he means Menorah going to the guy in the base of Mikdash. It means a lamp, whether it's on the floor, whether it's on a lamp. Either way, the halacha is that you can have these type of wicks, these type of oils, for the Asru Elolas Mepsil Lener Bavad. The Isser was only for the Ner Shabbos, that's when it's an Isser. But if you're making a big Madura, and the logic is simple, when you have a big Madura, there's much less of a concern that either you're going to tilt the Ner, it's part of a big Madura, so even though you're not using the best products, there's less of a concern. And I guess also, if you're making a big Madura that size, you're not leaving the room. That's the whole point of this madura. With you don't have that concern. Here's where again, Taisa responded seeks out from the Riva, Tesis Shana speaks out the third reason that from the Rivan, that the issue is that the fire may go out. That's what the concern typically is. And again, over here, this case, this big fire, there's no concern that the fire is going to go out. There is enough meaning, by the way, between the three Mahalchim that we spoke out. Again, whether the concern is Shemayata, it's Rashi. Whether the concern is Rambam is one that says the concern is you may leave the room when you use these inferior products. You're not going to be happy and you may leave the room. And the Rivan says, we'll see, because Mahalchim is coming up in a second, why, what the issues are. It's going to flicker, it's going to smell. By the way, Rambam says you may leave the room. And Rivan says again that it may go out. Tesis Shana brings the Rivan, it may go out. And therefore, you're not going to have Shalom Bayis. Mishnah Berurah says a big nafkamina is, what if you only have this material? You're lighting an air, and you only have this material. Should you light it? According to Rivan and Rambam, light it. According to Rivan, if it goes out, okay, it goes out. What are you going to do? According to Rambam, if you leave the room, you leave the room. But light it, because maybe you'll have the benefit and you have to use it, so do the best you can. According to Rashi, you can light it. Why? Shemayata, it's a concern you may come to tilt an air. So it's a big fundamental nafkamina between the reasoning behind why we don't use these materials. Is it a chasaran you may come to tilt an air? Or is it a chasaran that's just not the most perfect option, but in the lieu of no option, it's still better. Okay. V'lebi shem kik, we said in the Mishnah, you cannot use shem kik. My shem kik, Amar Shmuel, shaltinu l'kol nachus yama, I asked all the seafarers of Armeli, and they said again to Shmuel, asking the seafarers, there's a bird in the seaport cities, v'kik shemai, and the name of the bird is kik, but the point is, that bird produces an oil from that bird, and that oil produced from that bird, that is the oil of shem kik. That's one pshat. Ritzel b'beid rav Yehuda Amar, mishcha dekaza, kik is cottonseed oil. Reish lakash amar kika. Rav Shlakish says, no, it's the oil that comes out of the plant that was known as the Kikayin de Yaina. We know Yaina was sitting in the sun, and he couldn't bear the sun. Akash Baruch Hu had a plant grow out and protect him from the sun. So the Kikayin, that plant was called, got known as the Kikayin de Yaina. Apparently that plant, we're going to see that plant has a lot of miles, but one of the miles that plant has is it produces this type of oil. And we're saying for Shabbos, the oil is no good. I've seen the Kikayin de Yaina plant, I've seen it. Another type of plant, or they attach it as the Rusinus plant. It's a plant which they produce castor oil from. Umidishfashki Ravi, it grows from like in marsh areas, it grows in swamp areas. Va'alpum Chanusa Madliyase, and the merchants hang it outside the stores because it brings shade. It's big leaves. It brings shade and it brings a good smell. Umiparitsiduhi Avdi Mishcha. And from the kernels it produces oil. Uvanfoi Naichin Kobrich de Marava. And under the branches, all the sick people that were out west in Eretz Yisrael, all the sick people west, they used to rest under these branches. The point is, there's lots of milos. Bottom line is, but for our purposes, for oil for Shabbos, we're saying don't use it because the nair is not a perfect, it doesn't create a perfect nair. Amar Rabba. P'siyus Shabbacham Eimad Likamem, the P'siyus Lacham said not to use on Shabbos, Eimad Likamem Shabbos, Meisha Armas Hachachas Mem, because there are flickers. And again, that's where we have the explanations. Either it's going to cause you to tilt, or as Rashi learns, or it's going to cause you to leave the room according to Rambam or the Rivan, it may just pop out. We may lose the nair totally. Similarly, Shmeinim, Shamam Chachama Eimad Likamem, the oils, you don't use that Meishanim Shachem Achat Psila. The oils aren't easily drawn into the nair, into the wick, and therefore that's a concern. Again, the same reasons that we just said a moment ago from the different Rishayim. Bayim Minei Abayim Rabba. Abayim asked Rabba the following Shaila. Shmeinim Shamam Chachamim Eimad Likamem Shabbos, Maushit and Sechem Shemim Kolju Viyadlik. Simple question. Can I do a mixture? The oils that are not allowed to be used on Shabbos in our Mishnah, what if you mix in some good oil? I have a little bit of good oil, I mix it into this other oil. Does that make it suitable now because I have some good oil there or not? Mao. Mao shi tosechon shemen kolshu v'yadlik. Mi gazrin adim aslad luki b'ayinayo aylai. Sounds like the Gemara taking for granted. Really, it's fine. Once I put some good oil in there, and I just have some extra non-good oil, or even sounds like even a majority, because he's saying kolshu, even a majority of non-good oil, Me'ikar adim Gemara seems to take for granted, that's fine. The Gemara's lashon is, on my geyser, dim aslad luki b'ayinayo, that I can't use this non-good oil even in part because I may come to use it totally exclusively by itself. Or I'm not going to say, Amalei Eimad Likin. So Rabbi said, Abaya, no. Eimad Likin, you cannot use a mixture, my time, or why not? Lefish Eimad Likin, because you can't. Now, that's a funny lesson. What the Rashi explains what that means is, Lefish Eimad Likin, since you're not allowed to use this by itself, you can't use the bad oil by itself, therefore, we talk and make the gezera, and we say you cannot even use the bad oil as a mixture with good oil because you may come to use it by itself, which does seem to be some sort of a gezera, which we're going to touch on in a moment, an idea of gezera, gezera. This does seem to be again gezera, the gezera. The Tesis Shanim actually asked the question. Tesis Shanim says, I don't understand if if the whole din of, let's go like Rashi, the whole issue of not using these types of oil or these types of wicks is because shamiyata, you may come to tilt in air. That's the reason why you can't use these oils or these wicks. That's a gzera. And now you're telling me when you have a mixture of good and bad, you can't use it because you may come to use only bad. Why is that not a gzera the gzera? That would be a classic gzera. As I correct to Shanim, the one that quoted the Rivan before, in the first part, he asked the question, and he answers, very interesting, shamiyata is not a shamiyata, vadayata. We view that a shvach ner that's going to be flickering or going to be burning out, it's nature, it's second nature. We had the Gemara earlier. We had the most chashav atanayim that said, I'm going to read next to the ner and I'll be careful. I'm an adam chashav. I never deal in neris myself. I never touch the ner anyway. I'm an adam chashav. And he was Yishtam Chacham and it was Shabbos. And still, according to one version, he actually, Reb Shmuel ben Elisha, he actually tilted the ner. He was over. According to another version, he was about to. But either way, we see that it's something that even the greatest people who typically don't even touch neris, their adam chashav, still can fall, could succumb to, and therefore, we don't consider gzeira. Gzeira says the Tzitzis Shanim, it's a gzeira that you may come to tilt an air, but it's automatic. Once you have bad oil, that you will tilt an air. Okay, says Mar Vayter. Yeah, good point. That's a very good point. I guess yeah, we do find by Liza. We find this by other halachas, the guy by davening, right? Where do we find this by davening? We find that a person's not allowed to daven in front of a ovet shemer aglayim, right? In front of a pail of urine. What's the halacha there? Very good. A little bit of water is mevatel. We find such a concept. Again, I'm not sure. I'm not answering your question. I'm really just kicking your question kicking the can down the road. Your question bothered me there. Why does a little mayim work? L'chari, you take a little mayim, it doesn't really take, if it's an issue of smell, or it doesn't really take away most of the issue. Okay, fine. Zag Gemara. Eisvei, question. Karach davar shemadlikim bay, agav davar shemadlikim bay. If you take, let's say, a material that you're not allowed to use for wick, and you wrap it with a material that could be used for wick, so you're combining a good wick with non-good wick. What's the lacha? Karach davar shemadlikim bay, agav davar shemadlikim bay, emadlikim bay. So the Brisa says that it doesn't work. You're not allowed to use that for an air. Rav Shimon Gamil, or Amar Rav Shimon Gamil, in base Abba, they would take a psila, wrap it in an egg, some type of nut, umadlikin. So we have this machlekes, whether or not you can wrap good and bad. Tanakam say you cannot. Rosh Hashanah say you can. But we're asking, Abai is asking from this part, who says madlikin. Tani Mias, we say in the Brisa, that our Gamil's family would go and wrap the wick in eggos. Eggos is not a good material for a wick. He would go and wrap it in a wick, and he would light. We see a raya that mixing good and non-good is okay, works. What's the more obvious taina? Amar lei, so Rabbi said back to Abai, advisively, midor b'shem gamil, sayinu mitanakama. Why he asked a question of me for shem gamil, who used to, his bias used to do it, go to Tanakama, who says clearly that you can't do it, and being a riot to me that you cannot mix and make the different types of oil by mixing them kosher, just like you can't mix the wicks. So says Abai, says Gemara, Abai says back, very simple. Holy kasha, maisa rav, big aside. Maisa rav, Rabbi shem gamil said, shel beis Abba, they used to do this. The Tanakama was saying, in theory, halacha, in fact, the Reb Shimon Gamil is saying, in practice, we actually did it, and therefore that's a stronger raya than in theory. So, okay, so Abai has a question. Makom Kakasha, Abai has a raya that in base Reb Shimon Gamil, they used to put the wick in a nut, in a walnut, and they still, even though the walnut's not good, since you had a wick that was good, you mix it together and it's kosher, so to buy oil, it should be the same. My love, Ahadlik, weren't you using, they're using this wick to light, and we have a raya against the psak of Rabba. Says, Gemara, Leila Hakfais, you made a mistake. We know today that sometimes you take wicks, and you have this little disc, and you stick the wick in the disc, and the disc supports the wick that it should float. Right? They go floating wicks. They should float in the oil. The nut wasn't there to be part of the wick to burn. The nut was there to hold the wick to float up. L'hakvayz. And therefore it's not a raya b'chal. In fact, l'hakvayz, my time tanakama. If it's just there to float, what on earth would be the tanakama's issue? It's not part of the wick. You're not trying to blend in the nut into the wick. So why would the tanakama say that it's no good? Says the Gemara, you're right. The entire Brisa of Shem Gamil, and Echzur Mechzer is missing words, Vachitani, and here's you have to read the Brisa. So by the way, just a reminder always, whenever it says Echzur Mechzer, we discuss does that mean that the words are actually missing, or the Tana left out words on purpose and he wanted us to deduce it, to figure it out? He was writing in a more bekitzdik fashion. Again, you have the question, why here, why not there? But he's writing in bekitzdik fashion, but not that the actual words are missing. Big discussion in the words chesir mechzer ol v'shas. So says mechzer mechzer v'kitani, here's have to be the bright side. Karach davar shem adlikim bay. If you wrap something which you're able to use for lighting, al gavi davar shem adlikim bay, together with something that you're not allowed to use for lighting, aim adlikim bay, a mixture is no good. And that fits like rabbi's alach l'gavi the oil. A mixture is no good. I meant when do you say this? Lahadlik dafka, to use if you're mixing the non-good product as part of the nair itself, as part of the wick itself for lighting purposes. Avla hakvayz. But if you're doing it just in order to support it, to float the wick, mutter, that's mutter. And now we bring the ma'aser. Shem shigmil aimer. Shigmil said shal beis abba hayu kerchin. In beis abba, they used to be kerch psila agabe eggs. They would wrap a wick with the nut, and they would light it as such. Aini says Gemara. One second, you're telling me back to this halacha that you can't mix some good oil with bad oil and use it. If you have chelav mehutach, is chelav fats that we said in the Mishnah was no good. But if it's melted, if you dissolved it, or kirvei dagim, the innards of the dagim, also innards of fish, that also is like an oily. It could be a fuel for a wick that you melt it down. The halacha is adam nais l'seicha shemesh kol shu madlik. Put some regular good shemen with it, and then you can use it. Very clearly, that it itself is no good. The melted chalev or melted kirvei dagim, they're no good. But when you put some oil, good oil with it, it is good. We see clearly that mixing good and non-good oil works. Ashtar kasha on Rabbah says, Gemara, no, you're making a mistake. Hani m'shich b'ayinayu. Really, chalev mehutach and kirvei dagim mehutach, the melted chalev fats, or the melted inside of dagim, themselves are good. They are good because the oil is drawn into the nair. They work. They be'etzem are fine themselves, l'chatchila, all by themselves. V'hani le'mishchim me'enayo. I should say, me'ikar adin. They're fine by themselves. However, v'gaz rabban al-chalev mehutach b'shem chalev she'en mehutach, v'al kivir dagim she'en mehutach b'shem kivir dagim she'en le'en mehutach. The reason why those are no good is al's k'zeira. The chum m'gazer, that chalev mehutach should be no good because you may come to use chalev that wasn't mehutach, and simply kivir dagim she'en mehutach are no good because you may come to use kivir dagim that also weren't a mehutach. So therefore, since they themselves are just a gzeira, when you mix in oil, it's going to be kosher. Again, oil that's no good, mixing other good oil is not going to make it good. But oil that batsim is good, it's just no good else gzeira, mixing in other oil over there will be good. Frekt gemara, and here we see gzeira again. But still, once you're making gzeiras, that the oil of the fat that was melted, or the oil of the innards of the fish that are melted, are no good because it's a gzeira, unto cases where it wasn't melted yet. So even when you mix in shemen, make the gzeira there as well. By the unmelted fats, and by the unmelted fish innards, if you put another shemen, it's no good. So make the gzeira even when it's melted. Make the gzeira even in that case, when you mix in good shemen, it should still be no good. Answers the Gemara, Higu for gzeira, v'ana nekav nekav gzeira gzeira. It itself is a gzeira, and we're going to go make a gzeira the gzeira. Avada, we're not going to go make a gzeira the gzeira. That's what we spoke out from the Taisa Shanim before, that what we considered before, even also gzeira gzeira, is not gzeira gzeira, because shemiyata itself, we don't feel like a shemiyata, we feel like a vadayata, and therefore a first level of a secondary gzeira will not be called a gzeira gzeira in this case, because we're very concerned that there's going to be almost certainly a yata. By the way, just back on I mentioned there's another Taisa Shanim, it's on the left side, this on the first Taisa Shanim we quoted till now is on the right side of the page, at least in my Gemara, underneath, on top of the Gleana Shas, there's a Taisa Shanim on the left side of the page, in between the first and third Taisvis. First and second Taisvus, Divrei Masel Meisha Inim Shachin, important Taisa Shanim, speaks out two very interesting points. He speaks out, first of all, that when a person has in his house, one proper nair, he brings to the Mamra, I'm not sure that is, Zal, if there's one proper nair in the house, which is done with proper oil, then the rest of the nairs could be done with improper oil, because that's my hecker. That's my reminder not to be yata, not to tilt the nair, not to do anything, which is interesting, because when you're sitting here reading, whatever you're doing, you think you'd lose yourself. He says, once you have one nair that's done properly with proper oil, proper wick, the other nairs, you don't have to be makpid to do with proper oil, proper wick. There's not to be confused with what we said before about the madura. Madura is a much bigger flame, and therefore wasn't a concern. He's saying a bigger chiddush, even a smaller light, that's for light purposes only, like Ner Shabbos, as long as I have one nair b'bayis that's kosher, I can be same chiddush that the other ones, you're not going to mess up, you're not going to do anything wrong with it, because I already have, or it depends on which Malach you go with, maybe he subscribes to Malach at the issue is walking out of the room, or whatever it may be. So his Lamaisi says, as long as I have one that's kosher, the other ones don't have to be from the proper oil, proper wick. That's one din. A second thing he says, very interesting, very almost similar to what we discussed yesterday with Bishul Akam. There's no Bishul Akam on something that is Nechal Chai, something which is edible raw. No Bishul Akam. We spoke at a massive Kiddush from the Radvaz. It's still bothersome. It's a wild Kiddush. That on Shabbos, the Radvaz says, just like we compare Shabbos to Bishul Akam, we spoke at that on Shabbos also, there's no din Bishul on something that's Nechal Chai, something which is edible raw. There's no chiv of bishul min ha-tayr on a biblical love for cooking. Only midar abana you'd be chayv for cooking it, but midar raisa there'd be no chiv for cooking it because it's nechal chai, it's edible raw, just like bishul akam, huge chiddush. So he says a similar idea. I'm just making an analogy that he says in his second piece from Shem Makutzi, he says something that you can do without a fire. Let's say an activity, going into a room and taking out a barrel. An activity that you're going to do in the room that would not require a fire. So if you happen to have a lamp, a fire, of one of these shvacha materials, the wicks, the oil, if you're only doing activities there that don't require fire anyway, since you don't need the fire, it doesn't bother us, it's okay to have a fire that is made for these shvacha materials. A place where I don't need the fire of shvacha materials, the light, the lamp of shvacha materials, will be okay, wouldn't bother us. Sounds like, and then according to this second din, did not make a distinction whether it's the only nair in the house or not. I mean, the simple obvious answer is that typically for meals and stuff and such, you do need a proper nair to eat the food and appreciate your food. You need a proper nair. So he's not saying that this should be the only nair in the bias again, but he's saying a separate din, that in a place where your activity there does not require an nair, there's no issue of using one of these inferior type of wicks or inferior type of oils. Okay. Tani Rabbah Chama. Yeah. Taisus Shanim. That's the Taisus Shanim that we mentioned. Very good. That's Mamish that Taisus Shanim. And the Taisus Shanim says that we don't view it as Shemayata, we view it as a Vadayata. And therefore it's not Xer Gzera. That's Mamish, very good Yasul. That is that Taisus Shanim. That's where he asked the question. We spoke about it earlier, but he asked it right over here on this point. Okay. Tani Rambachama. Psilas Ushmanim Shamar Chamim, Emadikim Bashamim. The wicks and the oils, the Chum said you can't use them. Emadikim Bashabas. You can't use them Bashabas. Emadikim Mikdash. You can't use them in the Mikdash either. For the Menayim Rambashim Shinem, Lalas Ner Tamid. The Pasuk says, Lalas Ner Tamid. And that means it's got to be a flame that goes up. The Mark explains, Hutan Levu Amrla, Kadesh Shalavis Elamela. It's got to be a flame that goes up by itself. It properly lights. And not that you need to aid it to go up. Lav Shatay Oilas Adarachar. Not that I need some other aid for the fire to ascend to go up. Tanan. So Gemara says, one second. We learned in the Mishnah that from the worn out begadim of the kahanim, you're allowed to use the worn out begadim for wicks. You would tear it and make wicks out of it. The Gemara is bothered that these begadim we know were made of wool. Now, not all of them, but some of them were shatnas, were made of wool. And if it's made of wool, we're using wool for the wick, for the menorah. You're telling me that that which you use is no good for Shabbos, is no good for menorah. Yet we know that we listed in the Brisa, we said, wool is no good, hair is no good. And we said our Tana didn't even speak it out because it gets burnt up so fast, he didn't even feel the need to speak it out. So the point is, we're saying both our Mishnah and Brisa agree that wool is no good and on Shabbos. And here we have a member that says that Shabbos is the same as the menorah in the base of Mikdash. And here we're saying from a Mishnah, they use the wool of the Big Dekuna to light up the menorah. Ayat wool, says the Gemara, Simchas Beis Yishev Shaini. Over there, that wasn't talking about the menorah. That was talking about they used to light these lamps all throughout the Beis HaMikdash by the Simchas Beis Yishev. The Simchas Beis Yishev lights, we don't have this kapeda of having these perfect nairas. Dafka, the menorah, was the kapeda to have the nair similar to that of Shabbos. The Rashi explains that lechayra again, how do we know it's wool over here? Because there's wool mixed with linen in the shanas in some of the begadim. So the Rashi Matayis says, yes, one second. We discussed a whole separate shaila where the mixtures are okay. Good, we said that wool itself is no good, but we said before with machlokes that whether or not if you mix it, Rabba said it's no good, but we had it said, I want to bring a proof that it is good. When you have a mixture, maybe it's good. Maybe the reason why the wool is good over here is because it's mixed with linen. And therefore, that's why it's good. Don't bring me a kasha on the whole din that we compare the base of Mikdash to Shabbos. Maybe you do compare. Maybe we're not talking about Simchas Beis Yishev. Maybe we're talking about Menorah. And still it's good. Why? Why is it good? I mean, that Mishnah happens to be talking about Simchas Beis Yishev regardless, but maybe it would still be good for Menorah too. Why? because it's wool mixed with linen. So therefore, so Tosfos and the and Rashi both answer that would be good if the ratio was such that the it's interesting. Before we said kolshu even a little bit, but such that the linen was significant. The ratio by the belt of wool and linen was 3-1. It was 3-1 wool, and therefore, since it's 3-1 wool, that would be considered mamish wool, and therefore, you wouldn't have the benefit of saying it's mixed together, and therefore it's good. If wool is no good, the belt would be no good. So the Gemara's question had to be answered that it was simchas beis hasheva. Tashma, another right from other worn out begadim of kahanim. The Tani Rabbi Masna, big day kunda shikbalu, mafikin I say, away my subsilas, the big day kahanim that got worn out, they tear them, and they use them for wicks. My lab de klayim, aren't we talking about again the big day kahanim of klayim, which includes wool? Answer the Gemara, simple deflection. It's talking about most of the big Kuna, which is laid the boots, that which is linen, which is the classic bit kuna, and that is fine, of course, for a wick. Again, we say in the Mishnah that flax is no good. That's when it's not beaten up and it's not properly processed. Once it's processed, the flax is good, the linen is good because it does draw the oil properly. Amar Funa. Because we're starting now a couple black Gemara. This is the only Gemaras. I mean, I shouldn't say only. It does come up in six places around half a dozen places in Shas. It comes up the dinam of Chanukah. There is no separate Mishnayos for Chanukah. The first we actually discuss why. Why is there no separate Mishnah of Chanukah? We know there's a separate Mishnah for Megillah, for Purim. Why is there no separate Mishnah for Chanukah? There's different reasons given. Some very interesting reasons given. A basic reason given is that every Yom Tov or time period that we have a Mishnah is about, there was some sort of Torah Shebichsav about it. Even Megillah. Right, Purim. There's a Mishnah, Maseches Megillah, because there's a Megillah, and many of the drushes of Maseches Megillah are based in the Megillah. Other Yom Tovim are based in the Pesukim of the Torah. There's drushes, and if you have Mishnayos, Chanukah, there is no Ksuvim about it. There's no Bichsav, and therefore there's no Torah Shel Ba'peh about Chanukah, which really leads to the question: why was there no Torah Shel Bichsav about Chanukah? Okay, that's one of the reasons given why there's no Chanukah. There's a very interesting reason brought. That's a little bit. When I say interesting, I mean a little bit skepticism on it. They bring b'shem the Chassam Sefer, not written in the Sefer, they mean b'shem Chassam Sefer, based on a Rabban Abash Vayichi. The Pasuk Vayichi says, L'yasser shev me Yehuda. And we learn from there that the Malchus has to be Malchus based David, the Malchus should never leave shev Yehuda. Chashmonam, we know, were Kahanim. And they had the Malchus, and that was an affront to Malchus based David, Malchus of Yehuda. It was an affront to the Chashmonam of the Malachim. And some would say that's actually why they got wiped out. They got wiped out. Ultimately, their whole family was wiped out because it was an affront. They should have given, once they conquered, they should have given the kingship back to Beis David, back to Yehuda. But okay, but Rebbe, who wrote the Mishnayos, here's where it gets a little bit fishy. Rebbe, who wrote the Mishnayos, was from Shevet, was from Malchus Beis David, that we know from other Gemaras. And therefore, Rebbe, you know, not defending his family, so to speak, Rebbe didn't want to write a whole Masech Mishnayos based on a family that was over on the din of taking the Malchus away from Malchus based David. It sounds a little personal. It doesn't sound, that's why it's a little bit of a chiddush, but they want to say from the Chassam Sefer based on the Ramban that Le'yasa Shev Yehuda means the Malchus never leave Shev Yehuda. So based on that, that's why Rebbe didn't write a Mishnayos on Chanukah. Okay. Either way, chiddush, Lemaisa, here's our perek, our next Biblah are probably the biggest source for dinim of Chanukah in the Gemara and Shas. So the Gemara says, Psilas and Shmeinim, oils and wick that's no good for Shabbos, are no good for Chanukah. They give Chanukah, Bem Shabbos, and Mechayil. And here we're going to have three Mechlaikas. According to the Rav Huna, you cannot use the oils and wicks which are no good for Shabbos, are no good for Chanukah, sigh on Shabbos, sigh during the week. So Amar Rav explains, my time to Rav Huna was Rav Huna, two dinim. Kasavar kafsa zakakla. First of all, he holds if the light of Chanukah burns out, you have to relight it. So you don't want something that's a shvach material that may go out because there is an obligation to relight it. So he's setting himself up for another obligation. Umutta shamish aira. And also he holds it's mutter to benefit from the aira of Chanukah. And therefore there's a concern on Shabbos he can't light it because he may come to be yata. Same story, you can't light this Chanukah lecht from these materials on Shabbos because he may come to be tilt and air on Shabbos because he holds your latter benefit from the Nair. Next halacha, we're going to have three shittas on this. Rav Chisda Amar, Madlika Memachol, during the week, for Chanukah, you could use these inferior materials, oils and wick. Avle b'Shabbos, but on Shabbos, you cannot. What does he hold? Kasavar Kafsa, he holds that if light goes out, ain top of a base, ain zakakla, you're not zakak, you don't have to go relight it. Umutl shamash v'ayra, and he holds it's mutter to mishamash v'ayra. So very simple. Since it's Kafsa ain zakakla, during the week it's fine. But he holds on Shabbos, he can't use it. Why? Because since it's mutter shamash v'ayra, if you use this inferior oils and wick on Shabbos, the fire may not be good, maybe shvach, and you may come to tilt the fire on Shabbos. So that concern he has. So again, he holds during the week you could use these inferior materials because kafsa ain't zakla. Therefore, if it goes out, of course, it's supposed to be able to light in the first place. He's supposed to be able to light enough, but once if it goes out, there's no need to rekindle it, and therefore you can use the inferior stuff. We're not so concerned. Whereas Shabbos is a problem to use it because you're allowed to use the Aranair of Hanukkah, and therefore was scared you're going to tilt the Ner Shabbos. The third shita, Amar Bzeir, Amar Rav Masna, Vamila Amar Bzeir, Amar Rav, Psilish Man Hashem B'Chachamim, Emadikim Ben B'Shabbos, Malikim Ben B'Chanukkah, Bein B'Chol Bein B'Shabbos. This is the most lenient opinion. The Psilish that we say that you cannot use on Shabbos, you can use for Hanukkah, Sai during the week, Sai on Shabbos. What's the logic? So by now you already have the math figured out. Amar Birmia, my time at the Rav, Kasav, what's my Rav, Kasav, he holds, Kav Sein Zakla, the reason why it's good during the week is because he holds if it goes out, you don't have to rekindle it. So we're not so concerned that it's of shvacha, it's one of these shvacha materials. The usher the shabbos leira, and why is it okay on Shabbos? Because he holds it's usher tavana from the ner Chanukah on Shabbos in general, and therefore in Shabbos you're not going to be reading the ur of ner Chanukah, and therefore there's no concern shemiyat you're going to tilt it because you're not allowed to use it. Why, by the way, would there be a reason of usher shabbos leira? What will be the source of usher shabbos leira? So Rashi says very simple, she in nikker that's for Chanukah. The reason why be usher shabbos leira, look at the top line of Rashi on the page. In order that to be nikker, if you use the ner as light, it's not going to be nikker as ner mitzvah. It's just stam ner. An extra ner you had in the house because you wanted a lamp. By not using it, that demonstrates that it's special for Ner Chanukah. The Baal Ma'ar says a different reason. The Baal Ma'ar says the reason why you can't benefit from Ner Chanukah is because Dugmas, Menaira, and the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, you can't benefit from the Menaira, right? Me'ila, you're not benefit from the Menaira. So too, our Ner Chanukah, we mimic after the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi himself brings that svara later in the daf, or tomorrow's daf, where it says that by the sugya of Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah, in tomorrow's daf, by Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah, Rashi says, what's the source of Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah? Dumya to the Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi himself brings this logic of Dumya Mikdash, but not over here. Over here, Rashi says the reason why you can't benefit from the nair is because it should be nikkur that it's for Chanukah, and it should be noticeable that's not stam and nair. It's for Chanukah. Later, Rashi is going to bring the same for as Balmar, the idea that it goes based on the menorah and the base of Mikdash. Okay, so I mean, there's lots to say on this daf, but we're going to try to let's try to make it fast. Sorry. Right. 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 Same issue. It should be a double issue for Shabbos. According to him, it should be a double issue for Shabbos. That's a good point. Okay. Zayt Gemara. I mean, there's tons to speak out. We'll try to speak out the little bit tidbits that we have time for. I'm Rabbanu Kamei Abayim Mishpei Dor Birmiya V'Lei Kibla. The Rabbanan taught this idea in front of Abaye in the name of Yirmiyah, and he was a Mekabalist concept. Kiyos Rabban, when Rabban came, Am Rabban Kamei Abaye Mishmei Rabbi Yechanan, he's taught in the name of Yechanan V'Kibla, and he's Mekabalist. Am Rabbi Abaye says, Yizachik Yom Rethel Shmaita Mekar. If I was Zaycha, I would have understood Rav's teaching, Rav's explanation, that it's based on the idea of Kavsa, Ein Zakagla, and also, Shamash Leira, I would have understood those concepts when I was younger. In fact, Gamer, so what? But he got it now. What's the difference? Nafkamina the Girsti Yankasa. There's a Mila of Girsti Yankasa. Girsti Yankasa has some sort of staying power. It's more enduring than the girsa of the later year. So that Rabbi was lamenting the fact that he only got it later. The kav sein zakla, ask the Gemara. You tell me kav sein zakla, if the flame goes out, there's no chiyuv to rekindle it. For a mini, we learned mitzvasa, mishatishka cham, ashtichle regel mashuk. The mitzvah is from when the sun sets till the tichle regel mashuk, till there's no more people walking the market. Doesn't that mean, my love, the kavsa, what does it mean from then till then? Doesn't mean that the mitzvah is to keep it lit from shkia until the regal's minashuk, and if it goes out, you have to relight it. My love, dikav sezakula. Isn't that what it means? Hadamadli, you have to light it again. Says the Marloi. The din of the zman that we gave from shkia till tichle regal minashuk is for two answers. Either loy dile madlik adik madlik. If you haven't lit yet, the zman of lighting is till tichle regal minashuk. That's one answer. The nami, or how much oil you're supposed to put in. Inam lishiura. The amount of oil you're supposed to put in is enough oil to last from shkia till tichle regal minashuk. So we gave two answers what that lashon is from shkia till tichle regal minashuk. Either it's the zman of lighting, and if tichle regal minashuk you miss the zman, or it's because of the sheer of oil that you're supposed to have. One more line, Ash Tichle Regal Meshuk, before you speak out something, Ash Tichle Regal Meshuk, says Gemara Vad Kama. What does that mean? What's that shear? Amar Bachana Rav Yechanan, Ad Dekalya Rigla De Tamaydi. The Tamaydians who used to supply, I think they supplied wood, right? They used to supply wood at the market, till they stop walking around the streets. As long as they walk around the street, that's still enough. That's still considered regals in the shuk, and therefore it's still okay. So a few points. First of all, on this last thing, his discussion, is Tichle Regal Meshuk Dafka Yidin or Goyim? is a daf kiyidin or goyim? The Gemara gives a shear till the Talmudim leave the market. That sounds like even goyim. As long as there's goyim there, that's fine. Unless you say that no, that was just a marker when the Talmudim left the shuk, then there's no more yidin either, and therefore it's no good. But it has to be yidin. That is one discussion in the Farshim. Does it have to be dafki yidin or even goyim when we talk about tichurek mashuk? One din. Another din is. Another discussion is, so what if it is past Tichla Megam Hashuk? You missed it. Come home late from a trip, from work, and it's past Tichla Megam Hashuk. So certainly you can light without a bracha. It's not a shayla. Are you allowed to light with a bracha? So we know what you do. So we know the answer. Rambam says that no, that you can't. You missed this man. Taisus brings 2 days, and Taisus ultimately brings from the Ri that yes, the Iker Ner that we do today is for our biases, for the people of our house, and therefore you can still light. Famous Big Chiddush of the Shabur. Mishmur says you come home late and no one's around. It's Kedai, maybe I should get permission first, but to wake up a family member to be present when you light, to wake up a family member to be present there, because again, the Iker lighting saying is for the people of your house. So wake up the family member, there should be at least one person that is with him. Another diak is Mishatishka Chama. What's the lesson Mishatishka Chama? From when the sun sets, it doesn't say Shkia, Mishatishka Chama. Ritva means the end of Shkia, when the sun's already finished setting, which is really Tesach Chavim, that's the amount of lighting. However, the Goyan says, and this seems to be a minig, definitely a minig in Yeshivas, it's a minig in Yerushalayim for sure, because the Goyan, they mean Mishatishka Chama comes to refer to the beginning of Shkia. It's not the end of Shkia, it's the beginning of Shkia, and that's typically the main Shkia. I think Rav Aaron used to, and Rav Aaron Cardinal Lakewood had a Zman that he made a Cheshbon that you light it from a certain time, right, very shortly after Shkia, which is really, it's based on, the beginning time is based on the Goyin. If you light it and you put enough oil, you get to Mekayim all the Shita. Somehow, even though you're lighting it earlier than the Rit for Shita, I guess if it remains lit, yield, you're Mekayim Yetz L'Chodeh, all the Shitas, but the Bnei Yeshivas are marked with the light very quickly after Shkia based on this Goyin. Tanarabal, famous Gemara. Mitzvah Chanukah, what is the Mitzvah Chanukah? Ner Shebeisai, one light, each person for his entire house, one light per night. So 8 nights, one light per night, one light for the entire family. Now Mahadrin, those that are Mahadir, Ner L'Cholech Avechad, they have one light each night for each person. So you have one, if there's 5 people in the house, 5 lights every night. So Besham Mezilah Machlek is how we approach it, but the Mahadrin Min Mahadrin is that you do it in from 1 to 8 or 8 to 1. Besham Mezilah, you start with 8, you go to 1. They say it's actually a big fundamental Machlek is Besham Mezilah, how we look at the keichas and the spirituality are is the ultimate keich in the beginning, and you just have to actualize it. Or are we building up to bigger keichas? There's a big drushes spoken out on this idea. Basil learns that we have to climb madrigas. We build up to the high madrigas. It's not there on day one, and we just have to actualize it. It's actually we're building up to it. Okay, but without getting into that type of the deeper machshava, the basic level, they both agree that it's going to be one candle, then 2 candles, 3 candles, 4 candles, 5 candles, 7 candles, 8 candles, machlekes, which order you go. Now there's a famous machlekes, Rambam and Tosfos, is level 3 in addition to level 2? Or is it going back in level 1? Meaning, is it every person in the house lighting 1 candle, then 2 candles, then 3 candles, then 4 candles, then 5 candles? Or no? Level 2 was each person has his own candle. Level 3 is you go back to one person, the Baal Bayis, and he goes up per levels. Rambam learns that level 3 is everything, what we do. Level 3 is everything put together. Every person go up more nears every day. I'm going like Basil. Taisus learns that no. It goes back on the basic din. And the idea of Taisus is because if you have everyone lighting lots of candles, you'll never know the whole mila of this third madrega is to know what night it is. Day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4. If everyone lights, you're not going to know what nair it is. And therefore Taisus says only one person, the Baal Bayis, is the one that goes up. Here's one of the unique places in Psak where Shulchan Aruch typically goes like Rambam, and Ramah, who Ashkenaz goes like, Sfarad goes like Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, who Ashkenaz goes like, typically goes like Tosfos. Over here, they flip. The Shulchan Aruch goes like Tosfos. That what? That only the Baal Bayis lights in ascending order. And the Ramah goes like Rambam. That what? That not fully like Rambam, because the according to Rambam, the Baal Bayis still lights all the candles, but he lights menorahs based on how many people there are in the house. But the Baal Bayis is the one that does all the kindling. The Ramah is like Rambam, that each person has his own menorah that is of ascending order, and the Ramah tweaks it a little and says that each person lights it by himself. That's a little bit of a tweak from the Rambam. But okay, it's interesting that we pass in Alach Lamaisa the Ramah, which is based on Rambam, not based on Tosfos, and Shulchan Aruch goes based on Tosfos. Amar Ula, Pliki Bar Rava, to Amar Rambam Rava, they ask, sorry, maybe at the end, Rabbi Yosi Bar Avraham, Rabbi Yosi Bar Zvida, Chad Amar Taimed Beishamai, Kenegi Yam Nechasim, the reason for Beishamai is based on the days that are yet to come. So you 8 days left, 7 days left, 6 days left. You count how much is left. The time to be Silel is Keneg Yom Yitzah based on the days that left. Simple. But you're going based on the days that have passed. Again, that gets into that machlekes we discuss. Are you going based on you have all the milos right in the beginning and you're actualizing them? That's Beis Shammai. Or are you growing into the days into the milos? That's Beis Silel. The Chanam time to Beis Shammai Keneg Parei Chag. It's Keneg Parei Chag. The Paris of Sukkos that just like Parei Chag, you go down from 13 to 12 to 11. So to here, the time to Beis Silel, the Mal Mekadesh Rav Midian, you go up Mekadesh, you don't go down. Amar Bechanan, Amar Bechanan. Shnei Zekanim Hayav Tzidim. There are two Zekanim Tzidim. Echad like Beis Shammai, one like Beis Shammai, one like Beis Silel. One like Beis Silel. Zenes Tamid Varav. Keneged Parei Chag. One explained Alts Parei Chag. Zenes Tamid Varav. One explanation Alts Mal Mekadesh Rav Midian. Ritva speaks out. Even though we know Beis Shammai and Beis Silel is Lav Klum, and therefore you should, what's Pshat that one of the Zekanim was doing like Beis Shammai? Ritva explains that over here the Machlekes. It's funny a little bit of an interesting nekuda. There's no machlekes. They both agree there's supposed to be an ascension or a difference of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The only question is 8. The only question is which order to go in. That's not considered. It's obviously a machlekes, but it's not considered a full fledged machlekes in din. And therefore, it was okay to follow the ways of Beis Shammai in this case. Tana Rabbanan, Ner Chanukah Mitzvah, Lanicha Pesach. Basically, the Chanukah Mitzvah is put outside the house, Mevachot on the outside, and Dar Bali, if he lives in the attic, Manicha Mechalein, Smuch Lishas Rabim, he should put it in the window near Rishas Rabim. So again, if he lives on the ground floor, put it outside. Ner Tzol, till today they do. And they put it in glass boxes. And Chut starts, Vishas Lakana, says Gemara, Shas Lakana, Manicha Shulchan Vidai, put it on the table, it's sufficient. We have to know why Bezmanazen, Chazde Hashem, in Chut starts, but not Lacher Shas Lakana, and still we don't put it outside. Amrava Tzerch, Ner Cheris, Lashamish Laira, you need another Ner to use to Mishamish the other Ner, because you're not supposed to have an from the Ner Chanukah. That's the idea of a Shamish. If you have a big Ner, so us, really, that we have a light. If you keep a light on in the room, then really it would be Lechashav, Lechashav, you wouldn't need it. And if he's a Mechashav, Afakam Tikka Madura. If it's a Mechashav, even though you have a Madura, Tzarech Ner Acheres, you're still going to need Ner Acheres. We're going to pick it up from here, Mirt Hashem, on Matzeh Shabbos. We'll do the call, the Zoom call, at around 9:25, 9:30. I'll post the link to the chat. There is more to speak out, a little more to speak out, but we're pressed for time. We have to dive in Shachar. Someone wants to ask a question?